Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are tuned in to the finest gospel station on the internet, the Love Lift Me Up Show. Hallelujah. Giving Jesus all the praise. Featuring gospel artists, authors, teachers, writers, actresses, actors, educators, and community leaders. Let's give it up for the host of the show, Dr. Elfrida Love, and the star of the show, the one and only Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Glory to your name.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the AfridaLoveShow.com, where Jesus shines with love. I'm your host, Dr. Afrida Love, and this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. I am so excited and delighted on tonight that I have the opportunity to spend some time with you looking at the woman with the issue in Luke 8, numbers 43 through 48. Amen. But first of all, I want to thank God, my family, and my friends, and all of you who are tuned in to the AfridaLoveShow.com, because the Lord is allowing this ministry to expand all over this world. And it's always good when I go and visit a city or a state and they say, "Oh, you're the one who's magnifying God." You know, this is the show that magnifies God, because that is true. This is the show that magnifies our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. So thank you so much for tuning in. I'm going to read to you Psalm 136, numbers 1 through 9. And it reads, "Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. Oh, give thanks unto the God of gods, for his mercy endureth forever. Oh, give thanks to the Lord of lords, for his mercy endureth forever. To him who alone doeth great wonders, for his mercy endureth forever. To him that by wisdom made the heavens, for his mercy endureth forever. To him that stretcheth out the earth above the waters, for his mercy endureth forever. To him that made great lights, for his mercy endureth forever. The sun to rule by day, for his mercy endureth forever. The moon and stars to rule by night, for his mercy endureth forever." I have read to you Psalm 136, numbers 1 through 9. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers, the doers, and the seekers of his holy word. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day, Lord. We thank you for blessing us as we were able to wake up this morning, Lord. And we thank you for starting us on our way. We thank you for giving us a reasonable portion of our health and strength, Lord. We ask, Heavenly Father, would something be said or done that would edify and magnify who you are? We ask in the name of Jesus, would your revelation come down like manna, Heavenly Father? And would you show us, Heavenly Father, your will and your way? We understand your power, we understand your pleasure, and we understand, Heavenly Father, what you can do, because you have performed miracles. We pray, Heavenly Father, for the reality of the broken woman, Heavenly Father. We pray for the reality of those who are broken, and we pray for the reality that all of us be put back together again. We ask in the name of Jesus that you continue to help us to increase territories, which you continue to bless those who are in the hospitals, bless those who are coming out, and bless those who are thinking about going in. Would you continue to be the great I am, Heavenly Father, and would you heal those who are sick from the top to the bottom, if it be in your will. Those who are coming out, would you rehabilitate them from the top to the bottom, and anything that is inside that is causing a decay in their body, would you remove it. And those who are thinking about going in, Heavenly Father, we ask in the name of Jesus, would you give them the strength and the courage to go into the hospital and to come out, Heavenly Father, better than they went in. Lord Jesus, we thank you for the immersion of the word and the spirit. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for what is to come. We thank you for the new business ventures. We thank you for the new connections, Heavenly Father. We thank you for the safe travels this past weekend, Lord, and we ask for continued safe travels. And we thank you for the places you're going to take us and the places we've already been and the places that we'll go again. We ask in the name of Jesus, Heavenly Father, would you ground his head from the top to the bottom and allow the words to come out, Heavenly Father, that you put in. Then we ask with these ears, be keen to your word, and with the presence of you, be present. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. And I'm going to give you a couple of seconds to grab some paper and to grab a pencil or pen and to grab your Bible. And as you're doing all of this, we're going to look actually at Luke 8, and we're going to read the first verse in Luke 8. And then we're going to read 43 through 48. of Luke, and then we're going to listen to the revelation of God. Of course, we're going to have a recourse of the story, but God has something to tell us within that story. And so the whole point is that God says that I know you have an issue, and I want to see you. I'm coming to town, and I want you to meet me there. A lot of people say, where is the there? The there is actually where you are. God wants to meet us there. And so as you grab your papers, I'm going to grab my paper and my pen. As I said before, when I get on the ministry, none of this is scripted. It's the word of God. God gave me this verse, so I was able to look and I was able to understand the teaching of the word of God. But God says there's more to it than a woman who approached Jesus and said, I have an infirmity, I have an issue. And so we're going to look and analyze this woman, and then we're going to bring this woman into our lives, because you do know that this story is a real story in the Bible. And also God speaks, and he says there is a woman with an issue. And you never know when that woman with the issue is going to come to you and say, my sister, my brother, what shall I do? I have an issue. And our job is not to judge. Our job is not to say you shouldn't have did this and shouldn't have did that. Our job is to lead this woman who remains nameless to God. And so it's very important, it's such a time and such an hour and such a date that Jesus has put this on my heart to give to the people of God and to the individuals who listen to this ministry, give you the word of God concerning this woman. Because y'all know this woman has a face and this woman has a name. But it is our job, as I said before, to lead this woman to Christ. And that is part of our breakthrough. That is part of our test for my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. So I want you to look in your Bibles at Luke's first verse. And the Lord said, we're going to break this down. We're going to break this down. And it reads, and it came to pass afterward that he went throughout every city and village, preaching and showing the glad tidings of the kingdom of God, and the 12 were with him. Now, God at this particular time is saying that you know that he was in the city and villages preaching, which means that he had a purpose. So put city and villages. We have to set this up. He was preaching and showing the kingdom. Right? So you know that God had a purpose. He had a purpose. He wasn't just there. He had a purpose. God calls it a revival. He says this was the revival season to bring everything that had died back to life again. God says that was his purpose. His purpose was to revive people, to bring them up from dead situations, from situations that happened in the past. Then he goes on to say the number 12 is going to be significant. Not only did he have 12 disciples, he says, but the woman that we will meet had an issue for 12 years. The Bible says she had an issue for 12 years. And God says with the number 12, if you look it up to let you know that, it means completeness. It means that God has power over everything. He talks about completeness. God has power over everything. So we know that Jesus had a purpose. We know that. We understand and recognize that. And the purpose was to revive dead situations. We know that 12 disciples was with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, because he was teaching the 12 disciples. And we also know that this means completeness. So this means that there was power over the enemy. Now, it's very important that you understand the function of the 12 disciples. The 12 disciples were learning from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And so the Lord says when you're under a teaching or when you're under ministry, he says it doesn't matter who you are, you become disciples, you become students of the teacher. And so we go to meet this woman. In Luke 8:43-48. And we're going to dissect, according to the revelation of God, who this woman is. We're going to dissect her purpose. So who is she? We're going to dissect her purpose. We're going to dissect the plan. And then we're going to dissect the events. And then we're going to say, where is she now? Where is she now? Amen? Amen. So here we go. Let's read it. Luke 8:43-48. And a woman having an issue of blood 12 years, which had spent all her life living under physicians, neither could be healed of any, came behind him, talking about our Lord and Jesus Christ, and touched the border of his garment, and immediately her issue of blood stanched. And Jesus said, who touched me? When all denied, Peter and they that were with him said, Master, the multitude thronged thee and pressed thee, and says, thou who touched me? And Jesus said, well, somebody had touched me, for I perceive that virtue is gone out of me. And when the woman saw that she was not hid, she came trembling and falling down before him. She declared unto him before all the people for what cause she had touched him, and how she was healed immediately. And he said unto her, daughter, be of good comfort. Thy faith hath made thee whole. Go in peace. So who is this woman? First of all, this woman, we know that she's real, so put that to the side. We know that this woman had some type of blood problem for 12 years. We don't know if it was sickle cell. We don't know if it was AIDS. We don't know if it was just blood clots. We don't know what it was, but we know that for 12 years, this woman has been suffering. We also know that this woman was in need of virtue. We noticed that she was in need of virtue. How do we know that as the Lord is speaking? He says, because when he was touched, he says, the virtue, he felt virtue come out of him. If any man or woman be in Christ, he or she is a new creature. Old things have passed away, and behold, all things have become new. So she was made well. We also know that this woman was a woman who she was a little nervous or scared. How do we know that? How do we know her personality? Because she came trembling. She was scared. It says it right there in 47. She came trembling. She was nervous. She had anxiety. She was nervous, but she came anyway. For some reason, she felt temporary. God calls it boldness, temporary boldness. And she knew for some reason in the past, she knew what to do when she met Jesus. She knew what to do when she met Jesus. And then we also know that she gave her testimony. She gave her testimony. She gave her testimony. And she said, she confirmed that she was made whole again. So who is this woman? We know that she's real. We know that for 12 years, this woman has been under doctor's cares, and there is nothing possible that the doctors could do. And we notice that this woman, as all of us may have sinned and come short, we know that, because when soon as she touched the hem of God's garment, virtue came out of God. Then we know that this woman was nervous. She was a little shy about what had happened in her life. She wanted to remain obscure. She wanted to remain hidden where nobody would be able to see her. But for some reason, because she had dealt with God, she had temporary boldness. And so she pretty much knew what to do when she ran into Jesus. So she met Jesus, And after she met Jesus, she was never the same. She gave her testimony. So her purpose was to touch the hem of God's garment so that she could be made whole. That's the purpose. Let's talk about how she came up with the plan. And we have to set this thing in order because it's very important about infirmities. Infirmities is just not sickness. Infirmities is sins. Infirmities are those things that we have tendencies to do. And so let's set this up. Year number one, this lady is wrestling with an infirmity. And in this case, this lady is wrestling with a blood infirmity. She's wrestling with her health. And she goes to the doctor to see what in the world is going on. And after taking much medications and things of that nature, the doctor said, there is really nothing that we can do about this infirmity. And so as the years progress, of course, you know how it happens. There are negative people. Then the devil begins to work and says, you know, well, the doctor says they can't do anything. You might as well remain where you are. You might as well remain in your home. You might as well remain on bed rest, right? Because you are just going to die. There is nothing these physicians can do for you. So we could imagine the lady's pain in her sleepless nights, and we could imagine how this lady felt knowing that nothing could be done for her infirmities. And we could imagine that maybe she began to blame herself and she was facing depression. And we could imagine that, you know, she was talking to God and says, you know, God, I heard about you, I've trusted you, but you've let me down. And at this particular time, at her weakest moment, the devil stepped in and says, yes, God has let you down. And all you need to do is remain here. Don't go to church. Don't talk to any of those church people. Just lay here and die. That was the plan. But then something happened on that, what, 12th year, going on 13th year. This lady who was a little bit troubled by her life and wanted to remain hidden and didn't really want a lot of people to know her, because you notice the Bible didn't mention her name, nor when she went out in the crowd, somebody said, hey, that's so-and-so. Nobody knew this lady. And even if you think about it, when God is revealing the revelation, even when she touched the hem of God's garment, he said, who touched me? This lady was out of relationship with God. Now, this is what God is showing me. God says he knows all of his children, every last one of them. The question of who touched me was not that he was not familiar with this woman, he says, because that is his child. But who touched me affirmed that he felt her touch. He was acknowledging her. Because what happened is that she began tired and had enough. She began to call on the name of Jesus. But in calling on the name of Jesus, she had lost her faith. And she wanted to see God for herself. She had heard that people were getting healed and people were being set free. She had heard that people was on the verge of death, and there was this great I Am who was coming around saving these people. So she wanted to taste and see that the Lord is good. And so this woman was a broken woman. She was very broken, as the Lord is revealing. And she still, when she was making her way to see our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, she still was broken and she still had doubts. And the devil was still dealing with her, and the devil was pulling her down. The world had beat her down. That's why she was on her knees. Because it didn't say that she was paraplegic or anything, but she crawled. That's how much she was beat down. She crawled to see Jesus. And when she touched the hem of his garment, she was made whole again. And in 48 it says, and he said unto her, daughter. That is very important, daughter. He called her daughter because she is his child. We are his children. He says, be of good comfort. Thy faith hath made thee whole. Go in peace. Before she began to speak to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, she had too, like some of us sometimes, she lost her faith in God because she was suffering from this blood disease. And it had been 12 years. But by her walking, crawling to God and touching the hem, God made her whole. And he said, because of her faith. And God only requires, as I said before, that we have the faith of a mustard seed, which is very small. But let's talk about the woman that we're really talking about. And I want you to think about the woman that we're speaking of. This woman is a real person. She was in the Bible and she is now. And this woman has a purpose. And her purpose is to be made whole again. She may not have a sickness, but she's been broken, she's been battered, she's facing depression, she's facing an infirmity that is beyond her control. And although in the Bible we correlated this woman to someone who was sick and the physician said there is nothing that we can do, this particular woman is depressed. And it's not that the doctors don't know what to do or can do anything. It's because she has not told the doctors. She's hurt, she's broken, she's down. And so inside, because this woman stayed inside her home, but inside this woman is tore up. She's dealing with this treacherous world. She's tore up. And she doesn't know what to do. And right now, God is releasing these women, dispatching his angels, dispatching his prophets and ministers to be on hand to help those who are going through situations like this. And when we talk about when these individuals, and God says, women, come unto you, and they tell you that they are broken. They tell you that they are depressed. They tell you that they have an issue that they're going through. The best advice to provide, and the second next thing, is to pray with them and for them. Where two or three are gathered in my name, I am there also. Where are these women at now? Some of them are at home. Some of them are in your home. Some of them are at your job. Some of these individuals are out in the world. Some of them are out in the street. Some of them you will meet ministers as you go and preach. Some of these women are located in the audiences and the platforms that you speak on. Some of these women are in the hospitals right now. Some of these women are in nursing homes. But there are some broken women. And notice that we're very specific that need to touch the hem of God's garment. There are some women facing addictions. There are some women who are facing different things, and they need a touch from God. And the only way that they will experience experience church is to come through you, come through us. And so let's talk about this woman, because it's going to be proof. Because you have to be ready. We talked about the dispensation of many people coming into the churches. We talked about that. That's not over. We talked about people coming into the churches who don't know who God is. That's not over either. Now you have a new breed. And these broken women seek our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And so God says, and he's revealing this, and I want you to write this down, especially if you're a minister, especially if you're in a prophecy, or if you're an evangelist, or if you travel a lot and you really know God, right? Because God is not just going to dispatch his people, these broken women, into just any path. He says they're very fragile already, and he loves his children. And so as you are going from city to city, preaching or speaking, whatever you're doing, he says you're going for a purpose. You're going because somebody called you and said, I need you to come and preach this revival. I need you to come and step on this platform and talk about this or that. Jesus says that that is your purpose there. He says, but while you are there, your light is going to shine so much that you are going to, God says, magnetize these broken people. He says, women in Pacific. And they are going to come unto you. And you, through the word of God, will be able to break those yokes so that they can get access to God. See, the woman had another problem, as God is revealing, and that was getting through the crowd to come and touch Jesus. And God says that is the problem. He says it's because the yoke is not broken. And the word of God will break the yoke once they come unto you, because you have the word of God. Go, yes, your purpose is to minister and hold revivals and to sing and all that good stuff. But remember that you're going to meet some broken individuals, and you're going to have to know how to handle these people in order to break the yoke of depression, break the yoke of loneliness, break the yoke of addiction, break the yoke of whatever it is, so that they can get to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Then God says that many people will, he says, these people that will give the word of God and will help these broken women, he says, they are well known. He says, so most of the time they will have, God calls it a crew. He doesn't call it disciples. He says a crew, or they'll have people with them. And God says this is very important. The disciples were there to learn. The disciples were there because God was instructing them. He says, but when you're dealing with something broken, he says you have to be one-on-one. You notice that as God is showing in the crowd, the woman wanted to be hidden. She wanted to go unnoticed. She just wanted to have time with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. But she wasn't able. And so sometimes we have to take out time, God says, to listen to these broken people so that we can break the yokes, so that they can have access to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And God says, yes. He says, because you're giving the word of God, because you're a great speaker, because you're traveling, he says, you're going to have company, you're going to have people. But when he sends the broken to you, he says, take time for the broken. All right? So, once again, who is this woman? Who will they be? How will they look? God didn't describe this woman at all. He just said this woman, he told us about her situation. He didn't say if she was tall, short, fat, skinny. He didn't say if she's black, white. He didn't say what color she was. He says this woman had an issue. He says she had an issue. It didn't matter. God said it doesn't matter who it is. He says there are broken women that need to be restored. there are broken women who need their yokes broken so that they can come unto Christ. That was symbolism in the Bible, because when Jesus came to town, yes, everybody was all crowded around Jesus Christ. That woman made it up to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. He already knew that she was coming. And it was intentional that he allowed that to be so. It was in the will of God. Right? And so it doesn't matter who this woman is, but just understand that this woman really exists. These women really exist. And then God says the plan. He says you have to understand that when these individuals explain to us the plan that they had, the plan to end life, the plan to just remain bedridden because of their infirmities, or the plan just to not even seek God anymore, the plan to just stop having faith in God, he says you have to understand the plan. And with that plan, God says that you must then refer to Luke 8 in its entirety. Because not only, God says, are there going to be women, and he says, but there are men who are broken. There are men who are blinded. There are men who, and when we talk about blinded, we're talking about from the Word of God. We're talking about spiritual blindness. Not only that, but he says that there will be men and women bringing their children because they're broken. Some of them are demon-possessed. Some of them are sick. Some of them are depressed at very young ages. Some of them are hostile at very young ages. And so God says that you have to refer to Luke 8. And not only shall you refer and say, okay, go home and read Luke 8, but you're going to have to, we're going to have to take our time to explain that God hears every prayer. He sees every infirmity, no matter what it is. He does not care who you are, because he just said a woman, but he knows our situation. He cares about our situation. And if we ask and seek, we will find. And if we knock, the door shall be open. And we have to tell them, I understand your plans. Then lose about losing faith, because everyone has lost faith at one point or another if we tell the truth. I understand about being down. But in Luke 8, God has a plan for our lives. And you go on like that and you tell them. You said Jesus went from city to city preaching, and he took his 12 disciples. And you begin to tell how Jesus was doing those miracles, how he was healing, breaking yokes. The woman with the issue who had to beat the odds and beat the crowd and finally make her way to where Jesus Christ is. Where are they at now? God says that they are made whole. They're in this world now, because there are people still trying to make it to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. There are people who was whole, but for some reason, they're broken again. And God says, because we repeat the same thing that broke us in the first place. And so, this is real, ladies and gentlemen. There are really broken people in this world, many broken in this world, numerous broken people in this world. And I want to leave you with what God is showing, because I need to recap, because it's very important. This is not a cliche. This is not make-believe. This is real life. There are people that you see on a daily basis who are broken, and we've all been there. And I am giving you what God has given me, because especially if you travel a lot, especially if you go speaking, it doesn't matter whether you're speaking about religion or you're speaking about leadership, there are still in your audience broken people. Every face that you see in your audience is going through something, they've been through something, or they're getting ready to go through something. And so it's very, very important that you always remain faithful unto God and you always remain encouraging. And so God says that this is all he wants us to do. And he said this is the task at hand. God calls it a task at hand. He says, when we go from city to city, state to state, he says some will go from country to country. God says the purpose is to perform the task. He says some that he called will preach. Some will sing, some will teach, some will lead, some will support. That's the main purpose. He says, but within those different job duties, he says, the underlying factor is to revive, revival. And when God speaks about revival, he's talking about broken people. Ministers, pastors, bishops, speakers, anyone who steps on a platform, understand, it's very important, God says. Understand that wherever you go, there's going to be someone broken. Wherever you go. If the Lord has called you to minister to someone broken, because he is going to summon that broken person to you if you're really called. If someone comes to you broken, your job is not to judge and say, now who are you again? So you can go back and gossip about the person or find out information. The only information you need is what do you need from God? That's it. And the job is to revive that person's situation and help them get back on their feet. Now, the plan, they're going to tell you, this is how you know that everything here is real. It's not make-believe. It's not made up. It's not just, oh, I want somebody to listen to the ministry, because it doesn't matter, because God is going to bless this ministry to be heard regardless. The way you're going to know that this is the situation God is talking about is because they're going to tell you their plans. Now, you're not going to specifically know this person. Why? Because you're in another city or another state, and sometimes you're in your own city and you still don't know who the person is. They're going to tell you their plan. I was on the verge of. I was depressed. I was sad. I was in the bed. I don't like myself. I've lost faith in God. I don't believe in God anymore. And these are people who maybe used to believe in God. I've lost my faith. And you listen attentively to their plan. And then that's when you don't judge and say, oh, come on, you can't lose your faith. No, you go to Luke 8. You go to Luke 8. And the reason why God says read Luke 8 in its entirety is because these broken people, or even ourselves, we need to know that we're not in it alone. There are people who are broken spiritually, physically, and mentally. Luke 8 is where we must go in order for this person to receive a breakthrough of their yokes. Luke 8. If for some reason time does not permit, they come to you before you're getting ready to go on stage, 5 minutes before, you still listen, right? And you say, I hear what you're saying. Say, do you remember in Luke 8 when there was a woman with the issue for 12 years? And they may remember, they may not, because you may be dealing with some individuals who don't know our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And you go on with that particular message. But if you have some time, you read Luke 8 in its entirety. And then you tell them, you're not the only one. I've had days in which, and you be real with people, I've had days in which I've lost faith. I've had days in which I felt really down. I've had days in which I just want to be in bed all day. But I serve a God who is able to raise me up. I serve a God who's able to encourage me and help me to keep pressing on. And you always affirm something that they have. I like the way you were bold enough to come and express what you're going through so that you can receive help. Because what the enemy wants to do is the enemy wants to keep us down. The enemy wants us to keep believing that God is not going to do anything in our lives, that we're going to keep or remain in the same thing that we're in. And that's not true. We just need a touch from God. We just need that encouragement. So when we say, where are they now, or where is she now? She's somewhere around here, broken. How do I know that this same woman is broken? Because guess what? God says that after this person leaves, there's always someone else waiting to bring this person down again. So why am I sharing this with the world? Because the more people that we can get from city to city, state to state, country to country, to uplift and empower broken people, that's the less likely chance that these broken people will meet someone. I remember that Humpty Dumpty sat on a wall and he had a great fall. All the king horses and all the king men couldn't put Humpty back together again. And that's how life is. But I know someone who can put us back together, and that's our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And so that's why it's very important. Yes, your job, your ministry is to go and preach and teach the true gospel of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. It really is. But sometimes you're going to run into this broken woman who remained nameless. And it is our job to mend these people back together again. Why is it our job? Because God calls some. God says there are too many broken people who's not been able to enjoy the goodness of God. God says because of the yokes. It's not because of the crowd. Because if you look in most churches, people missing in most churches, if you look at the churches. So it's not the crowd. God says it's the yokes. It's the things, the negative things that people are saying. It's the negative things that people are doing to the broken people. Once they are fixed again, then someone else comes with something else negative. So if we can be positive to the brokenness, to those individuals, then it will be less likely chance that someone can break them again. Amen. Amen. And so, once again, we have to always remember that God is coming and he wants to meet us there. Where is there? There is where you are. You don't have to do anything special. God wants to meet us where we are. God says, I heard that you have an issue, and I want to see you, because he wants to work out our issues. He wants to work out our plans. Amen. He says, I heard you have an issue, and I want to help you deal with your issue. So once again, to answer that question, where are they now? There's still many broken people. And God said specifically women, but there are broken men, broken children. And God says it's our job, as we go on different platforms, to restore these individuals back to life. Because God has given us the tools, he's given us the knowledge, he's given us the wisdom to do so. Amen? Amen. I want to thank God and my family and my friends for tuning in to the AfridaLoveShow.com. And I want you to continue to be blessed by our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Continue to focus on our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ and continue to be about the business of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I always tell people before I end the ministry on tonight that this is your opportunity to give your life to Christ. Now, the lady with the issue, she actually had to come outside. She came outside and she touched the hem of God's garment, but as you notice, she didn't want to be seen. She wanted to be hidden. But once she knew that she was seen and that many people were watching, then she went ahead and told her testimony. Amen. So if God is doing something in your life, then tell it. But at the same time, you can give your life unto Christ while you're at home. You don't have to be at church. You don't have to be in a synagogue or at a revival. You can give your life to Christ right now. And so all you basically have to say is, Lord, I surrender unto you. I give my life unto you. And I ask for forgiveness of each and everything that I've done. And that's all. That's just it. That's all you have to do. And so in this, we have to continue to live. We have to continue to move. We have to continue to have our being and continue to encourage and continue to surrender unto God, because we never know who we're going to encounter. We never know the broken individuals. We never know what's going to happen. Okay? All right. So I have a few announcements to make. Be sure to continue to uplift your family and friends by asking them, telling them to log on to blogtalkradio.com/freedalove. That's blogtalkradio.com/FREDALOVE. Or also go to theafreedaloveshow.com and click on Love Radio. That's afreedaloveshow.com and click on Love Radio. In addition to that, make sure gospel artists, writers, promoters, actors, actress, anyone with a positive message, please, Facebook AfredaLove, AFREDALOVE, or FREDALOVE, or you can email me at emonya_love@yahoo.com. I would love to have you on the ministry. In addition to that, make sure that you are praying for all of your family members. If you have to pray for all of your family members, put them all in one line and pray for them one by one. And do not forget to pray for yourself and pray for those you know and pray for those you do not know, because the prayer of the righteous availeth much. Amen. The prayer of the righteous availeth much. And be sure that when you pray for each and every family member, you are very specific and pray for yourself, and do not forget to pray for those you know and those you do not know. Okay? In addition to that, I want to thank San Antonio, Texas, because we had a great turnout. There were many people there, and thank you so much for supporting the workshop that I had there. I thank you so much, and I'm getting ready to head to Memphis, Tennessee, and so I will be promoting and advertising that as well. We're working on some curriculum and things of that nature. So please, be sure, if you're in Memphis, if you're close to Memphis, come out to the workshop. I will tell you exactly where it's going to be, but be sure to come out to the workshop. All right? Now, we have some events going on. All right, so some of the events that we have, let's go here. Give me just a second. On April the 9th, we have the big, gigantic concert going on in Dallas, Texas. That's on the 9th, okay? Also, we have on the 9th Mr. David Mann, the Central Texas Comedy Event. Mr. David Mann, you know him as Mr. Leroy Brown. The location is the Wago Convention Center, 100 Washington Street at 7 p.m. on April the 9th. General admission is $32. VIP is $42. As I said before, if you come to this event, it is going to be hilarious. If you need a big laugh, please come out to the event. If you need a big laugh, please come out to the event. And I have a little testimony here. I remember, for those of you who are just joining, I remember going out to Dallas, and I saw Mr. Mann's comedy, and it was hilarious. I was there. I was supposed to be in media taking pictures for the radio station and all that good stuff, and it was so funny. The audience reaction, I mean, everybody was laughing because it's so funny, and he's just a great character. I believe some of his family was up there as well, but it is hilarious. And so if you're in Waco, please go out and support that event. Please go out and support that event. It's a great event. If you're in Dallas, please go to the big, gigantic concert. We know that the Spivies always put on great, great performances, so please be sure to go out and support what they're doing. Either way, you know, if you want to go to both, you may have to leave the Dallas one early and get to the Waco one. I don't know how you want to do it, but you cannot miss it. You cannot miss it, okay? All right, so that's that. In addition to that, make sure that you go to the website. If you go to afrita.hubpages.com, these are some of the articles that I've written. And so if you want to follow, then please do so. But here are some of the articles right there. Okay? All right. Now let's go to the AfritaLoveShow.com. All right. Here's the homepage, of course. All right. And then you see two gospel artists here, Minister LaShawn McLemore and Sister Eddie Ruth Bradford. And you see a little bit about the venue. You know that we're an international radio station. You know the location, of course, is online. The gospel artists in the industry, here are some. Then, of course, the links. Here are some of the links. If you want to connect with me on LinkedIn, you can do that as well. Here's the radio station. If you click on the radio station, my computer's been a little slow. But if you click on the radio station and you go to follow right under my picture, you can click on that, and then you can follow the ministry if you'd like. Click on follow, all right, and you can hear all of the different shows. If you scroll all the way down, you will see some numbers. All you have to do is click on each number and look at the shows all the way up to 9. We've had 445 shows. Wow. So we thank God for that, and we've had different individuals come on, so we thank God for that. Then, of course, click on the spiritual guide. There's a spiritual guide, and we still have 12 left in stock. Praise God. And then this spiritual guide is on many different sites, so please be sure to get your spiritual guide on the go. And if you need a speaker about perfecting your walk, then love is always the answer. Love's comedy and entertainment, as well as Love's media and event coverage, and the Love of Jesus ministry. If you want to click on those different pages and like those pages, you will have some information about what's going on in the ministry and all that good stuff. As you know, I have my shows here and things of that nature, so please be sure to click on that. Okay? All right. So that's spiritual guide. All right. That's what I want to show you there. Now, when I have meet artist Eddie Ruth Bradford, if you need a spiritual gospel artist, or if you're in film, Sister Eddie Ruth would be the answer. That's her bio, and if you hang on this page long enough, you'll hear all of her songs. And there's Blessed to Be a Blessing. As a matter of fact, Sister Eddie Ruth Bradford is one of my gospel artist highlights for this week, and the song Blessed to Be a Blessing is one of the highlighted music ministries. Meet radio host Dr. Avrita Love. All right, so here it is, and I want to tell you a little bit about some things here so you'll know. I love to speak, and I speak on leadership, health, wellness, spirituality, things of that nature, some of the topics, school matters, school classrooms, bulletproofing schools, health matters, control your metabolism, move something, 5 habits of successful people, urging in success to your life, motivating the team, no team member left behind, and, of course, religion, your church is within the heart, relationship, religion, and relief, burdens, or temporary things. And so if you want to book a speaker, contact me directly at emonya_love@yahoo.com. Specials. Okay? So email me, emonya_love@yahoo.com. All right? And once again, I want to thank San Antonio for allowing me to speak on their platform as well. All right? Love's Author Corner. Here are some of the latest books. You look at all these nice authors here. Be sure to support their books. Okay. Let's see here. When you look at health and human performance, it holds true. Just keep working and walking and running and stay healthy. Make sure you watch what you eat and drink. All right, that's health and human performance. Entertainment and television, these are some of the entertainers who's on television. R&B, of course, some of the R&B artists. And, of course, there's meet artist LaShawn D. McLemore. If you need a speaker, or need a gospel artist, LaShawn is the one. Community engagement. We're going to add some pictures from our San Antonio trip for community engagement as well. Okay, now we're going to stellargospelmusic.com. All right, there is the home page with the pictures. Here are some of the new gospel music projects in 2016. Of course, and here are our two gospel highlights. Blessed to be a blessing. I'm over it now. To inform the AfritaLoveShow.com of any new releases, please email emonya_love@yahoo.com with the artist, album title, label, and release date. Here are some of the shows for February, and wow, are we behind. We need to put some shows for actually April. So we're going to change those up. Then coming soon, we have the StellarGospelMusic.com magazine, which we're working on. Then TV shows, Bounce TV, It's a Man's World on Tuesday, Mary Mary on Thursday, The Carmichael Show on Sundays. Once again, I want to thank San Antonio, Texas, for allowing me to come speak on their platform. Remember that Mr. David Mann and others will be live in Waco on the 9th, as well as, and that's in Waco, and then as well as the big, gigantic concert on April 9th in Dallas, Texas. We're adding to our top 10 gospel artists, okay? And then please contact me for events, media, interviews, speaking, or promoting at emonya_love@yahoo.com. We're still working on the AfritaLoveShow.com television. Advertise your church. I'm getting ready to add another church. And then that's it for that. Then About Us. This is an international radio station. We have many different individuals from all over the world, and these are some of the examples of the featured show. If you want to contact me, here's the contact form right here. Some of the services, if you go to, I need to get that off of there. Let's go to church events around the world, because that still needs to be. Church events around the world, of course, I just said that. On the 9th, we will have Mr. David Mann, and then on the 9th again, we will have the Gigantic Gospel Concert, and these are all the individuals who will be in that. But some of the services, I'm going to have to fix that page. Let's go to the Facebook page for some of the services. Okay? If you look on the Facebook page, scroll down a little bit, the Facebook page where it says Afrita Love, and it's open services, AfritaLoveShow.com. Books, we have a spiritual guide on the go by Dr. Afrita Love. We are also working on a book, Help My Blank Class Is Not Responding, a guide for engagement. Then speaking, I speak on wellness, spirituality, leadership, content, and instruction, culturally responsive schools, ESL, study methods, tutoring. I also book artists and speakers, okay? And so if you want to email me, you can email me at emonya_love@yahoo.com. I would love to be at your discretion. One of my new contacts that I would like for you guys to meet is Mr. Randall, of course. He deals with many artists such as Lady Gaga, Shantae, Beyonce, Keisha Cole, Katy Perry. I mean, he deals with Sony, RCA. He deals with all these individuals, and he's coming on the ministry as well. We're going to be doing some work together and things of that nature. So I want you to meet him, become familiar with him. Now let's go to, okay, so now I want everyone to know that if you need a speaker, I'm going to say it again. If you need a speaker, please contact me directly at emonya_love@yahoo.com. It doesn't matter what topic, especially if it's leadership, education, curriculum, if it's spirituality, radio, media. If you have any type of speaking opportunities or need a speaker, then please email me. I respond to my emails. We're in the process of planning a gospel event, so I want you guys to be sure to come out and support that. We're going to have some gospel events planned, so be sure to do that. In addition to that, just keep supporting one another. Keep thanking God for all the things that he's done in your life. and the things he's going to continue to do. We thank God for all the platforms. We thank God for the hospitality. I mean, it's just excellent. We had an excellent time, and we can't wait for all of the pictures and things from yesterday, from the conference. So we thank each and every person. All right. Now then, once again, we're going to have many different guests on, so get ready. All right? Okay. If someone asks you what that big, beautiful smile is all about, you tell them that love lifts you up because God is love. Until next time, which is tomorrow, take care of yourselves and each other. This is your host, Dr. Alfreda. Love. And remember, on tomorrow, God's will, to bring your pencil and paper at 9 o'clock because we're going to go to the throne with our needs and wants. Good night, everybody.
Oh, yeah. You have been tuned in to the finest talk show ministry on the internet. The Love Lift Up Jesus Ministry. Featuring your host, Dr. Alfreda Love. Reminding you to be diligent in your prayer as you pray for someone this week. We say goodbye as we depart from the airwaves, but reminding you that we never, ever depart from the presence of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And that is His Word. And on that, you can depend. Always remember that Jesus Christ has your back, and there ain't nothing the devil can do about it. Hallelujah. We give you praise, Jesus.